Hi, welcome to the TapClix July 2026 release. We're going to go over everything new in the TapClix platform this month. TapClix platform. Proposal Builder. Say hello to Proposal Builder, a new way to build client-ready proposals and media plans faster. AI recommendations, drawn from your performance history and industry benchmarks, help your team put together tailored media plans in minutes. Proposal Builder also opens the door to curated marketplace inventory across CTV, display, and video. Look for it under Proposals in your navigation, or reach out to your customer success manager to see it in action. Smart Reporting. Report scheduler insights, push to HubSpot. TapClix can now push AI-generated insights, including executive summaries and AI agent insights, directly into HubSpot on a schedule. Save your HubSpot access token in the new credential management area. Map the TapClix client field that matches your HubSpot company ID. Then enable HubSpot as a delivery destination in Report Scheduler. Insights are delivered as notes on the corresponding company record, so your sales and CS teams see them right where they already work. AI context, ask your dashboard file uploads. Ask your dashboard chat now supports file uploads for added context in conversations. Attach up to 3 files per session, up to 20 megabytes each, including spreadsheets, CSVs, PDFs, briefs, or screenshots, to help the AI provide more relevant, accurate responses. Uploaded files are session only and are not saved after the chat is refreshed. Report Studio. Export to Google Slides. Users can now export their Report Studio reports directly to Google Slides, making it easier to create, edit, and collaborate on presentations in the Google Workspace ecosystem. Once exported, presentations can be shared with colleagues or end customers for real-time collaboration, comments, and final presentation delivery without requiring manual file conversions. Smart Analytics, widget filter visibility for view-only users. We've made it easier for administrators to configure dashboard permissions by keeping the widget filters setting visible for users with view-only widget access. This provides better clarity into how applied widget filters are displayed to end users, making role configuration more intuitive without changing existing permission behavior. Custom Section Export. Export only the dashboard sections you need with the new Custom Section Export option. Quickly search and select multiple sections to generate cleaner, client-specific PDF or PowerPoint reports without duplicating dashboards or manually removing unwanted pages. Widget filters redesign. Finding and applying widget filters is now faster and more intuitive. Filters now prioritize the attribute name, with data source details presented as a subtle secondary label, reducing visual clutter and making filters easier to scan. A new inline search field within each filter lets you quickly find and apply values. Leads management, call summaries in the comments field. CallRail call summaries are now available in the leads data view through the comments field, making it easier to review call context directly within the leads dashboard and exported widget data. Data features. New calculation function, 2_number. Introducing 2_number. A new calculation function that converts text values into numbers so they can be used in formulas. Null values return 0, and invalid numeric text returns -1. For example, 2_number of the text, 123 plus 10, returns 133. Instant on connectors, Klaviyo reporting new connector. A new Klaviyo reporting connector is coming to TapClix, giving customers the ability to bring in their Klaviyo email and SMS campaign performance data for consolidated reporting. AudioGo connector update. The AudioGo connector now handles reporting time zones more reliably and includes improved coverage for multiple margin fields. This update also improves parser reliability and supports asynchronous report retrieval. Google Ads, new data views. The Google Ads device data view now includes Performance Max, or PMAX, campaign data, giving you clearer device-level visibility for PMAX reporting and analysis. Amazon DSP, new fields. Audio ad inventory metrics are now available in the Amazon DSP connector, so you can measure audio campaign performance alongside the rest of your DSP buys. Facebook Insights, new fields, two new fields. Link clicks and new followers have been added to Facebook Insights page, enabling you to track page engagement and audience growth directly within TapClicks. Google Ads, new fields. TrueView view rate metrics for ad groups, including in-feed, in-stream, and shorts, are now available as live point-in-time values or through live widgets. All views also now include a ROAS field, giving you the ability to report on return on ad spend at various levels. Google Ad Manager, API update. The Google Ad Manager connector has been upgraded to the latest API version, V202602, ensuring continued stability and data accuracy. Ground Truth API update. The Ground Truth connector has been upgraded to the V3 campaign/product API for more accurate and reliable campaign data. MediaMath API update. The MediaMath connector has been upgraded to the latest V2 and V3 APIs for continued reliable data delivery. That's everything for this release. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month.